Oppenheimer and Einstein disagreed, but as humanists, they were allies. At a moment in history when the scientific profession was being bought wholesale by a Cold War national security network of weapons labs and universities increasingly dependent on military contracts, Oppenheimer had chosen another path. Though present at the creation of this militarization of science, Oppenheimer had walked away from Los Alamos, and Einstein respected him for attempting to use his influence to put the brakes on the arms race. At the same time, he saw that Oppenheimer used his influence cautiously. Einstein was mystified when, in the spring of 1947, Oppenheimer refused his invitation to speak at a public dinner of the newly formed Emergency Committee of Atomic Scientists. Oppenheimer explained that he felt unprepared to make a public address at this time on atomic energy with any confidence that the results will lead in the direction for which we all hope. The older man clearly didn't understand why Oppenheimer seemed to care so much about maintaining his access to the Washington establishment. Einstein didn't play that game. He would never have dreamed of asking the government to give him a security clearance. Einstein instinctively disliked meeting politicians, generals, or figures of authority. As Oppenheimer observed, he did not have that convenient and natural converse with statesmen and men of power. And while Oppie seemed to relish his fame and the opportunity to mix with the powerful, Einstein was always uncomfortable with adulation. One evening in March 1950, on the occasion of Einstein's 71st birthday, Oppenheimer walked him back to his house on Mercer Street. "You know," Einstein remarked, "when it's once been given to a man to do something sensible, afterward life is a little strange." More than most men ever could, Oppenheimer understood exactly what he meant.